KJAN Sports.
It's time for that check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this hour by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, let's get a recap of what happened yesterday at the boys' state basketball tournament. Seven games played yesterday in quarterfinal round action. In 2A, it was North Lynn beating Des Moines Christian 68-45. In the Class 3A quarterfinals, Clear Lake, a 61-46 winner over West Delaware. Norwalk disposed of Ballard 81-39. It was Oskaloosa edging Marion 51-49, and Winterset advances with a 59-54 win over Sergeant Bluff Luton. In the Class 4A state quarterfinals, Cedar Falls beat Sioux City East yesterday by a final of 63-41, and it was North Scott 56-38 over Ames. In action today, the final couple of Class 4A quarterfinals will get the day started at 10:30 this morning as top seed Waukee faces Dowling Catholic. And then it's Iowa City West facing Dubuque Senior. Then they'll begin the semifinals, Class 1A semis, at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Have top seed Grandview Christian facing Montezuma. And at 3:45, number 7 seeded Alburnett facing number 6, Remsen St. Mary's. In the 2A semifinals, 2nd seeded South Hamilton will battle 3rd seed Boyden Hall at 6:30, followed by top seed North Lynn facing number 4 seed Van Meter to round out the 2A semifinals in Des Moines. An Atlantic native has been making his mark in the Division II men's basketball wars. Ryan Hawkins, a sophomore at Northwest Missouri State University, not only was a second-team All-Mid-American Intercollegiate Athletic Conference selection this year, Hawkins was also named as the league's most valuable defender this year. He was the Defensive Player of the Year. Hawkins is the second Bearcat to earn that Defensive Player of the Year honor and leads the MIAA in steals with 67. He ranks third in the league in rebounding and 9.1 a game. Hawkins also has recorded at least 2 steals in 21 of the 29 games played this year. He has a team-best 22 blocked shots. He's also one of 2 players in the league with at least 20 steals, 20 blocks, 20 assists, and 20 three-pointers made on the season. Hawkins, as I mentioned, was a second-team all-conference selection. A couple of his teammates were first-teamers, Trevor Hudgens and Joey Wittes. Wittes was named as the Player of the Year in the conference, with Hudgens named as the Freshman of the Year. Also, Diego Bernard and Ryan Welty were named as honorable mention picks on the squad this year, as all 5 of the starters from the Bearcats were named as first, second, or honorable mention picks this year. Diego Bernard also was part of the all-defensive team along with Hawkins, and Coach Ben McCullum was named as the Coach of the Year. There's a reason for that. The Bearcats are top-ranked in Division II this year nationally. They are undefeated, and they'll be back in action at noon on Thursday in Kansas City in the quarterfinal round of the MIAA tournament. Northwest Missouri State will play the winner of Wednesday's first-round game between 8th-seeded Emporia State and number 9-seed Northeastern State. Well, Northern Iowa's A.J. Green has been named the Missouri Valley Conference Freshman of the Year. The Cedar Falls native averaged more than 15 points for the Panthers as they finished conference play with a 9-9 record.
I've been around the program my whole life growing up. Always came to the games. I used to be a ball boy. So it's kind of it's really cool to just be a part of the team now. Kind of be on the other side of things, be out there playing on the court. My freshman year, it's been great so far.
Drake's Nick McGlynn has been named the Defensive Player of the Year. The senior helped lead the Bulldogs to a share of the Valley regular season title.
I just take pride in doing what I can to help the team win, you know. So whether that be getting some blocks, getting rebounds, whatever I have to do, you know, that's what I take pride in.
McGlynn was one of only 2 returning players from last year and saw a team of mostly new faces mold into a contender for the Bulldogs. McGlynn, a first-team all-conference selection this year. Also, Brady Ellingson was a second-team selection for Drake this year. UNI's A.J. Green, a third-team selection. Green also made the all-newcomer team, along with Ellingson from Drake. Also, D.J. Wilkins of Drake and Green of UNI were named to the all-freshman team, while the all-defensive team includes Nick McGlynn of Drake and Isaiah Brown of UNI. As mentioned, Green was the Freshman of the Year. McGlynn, the defensive MVP. The 6th Man of the Year award went to Spencer Haldeman of UNI and Nate Kennel of Bradley. They shared that award. In college basketball action on the floor last night, R.J. Barrett scored 28 points as number 4 Duke held on to beat Wake Forest 71-70 Tuesday night after Shawnee Brown's jumper rimmed out at the buzzer. Also, Luke May scored 17 points and had a career-high 20 rebounds, leading number 3 North Carolina to a 79-66 win over Boston College. Admiral Schofield scored 18 points in his final home game as number 5 Tennessee beat Mississippi State 71-54. Keldon Johnson had 22 points as number 6 Kentucky earned a hard-fought 80-76 win over Mississippi. Kenny Goin scored a 21 of his career-high 24 points in the first half, and Matt McQuaid had a career-best 22, leading number 9 Michigan State to a 91-76 win over Nebraska. Amir Coffey matched his career-high with 32 points, making a couple of free throws with 2.5 seconds left to seal Minnesota's upset victory, 73-69, over number 11 Purdue. Also last night, number 14 Florida State rallied from a 14-point halftime deficit to beat number 15 Virginia Tech 73-64, and number 19 Buffalo locked up the Mid-American Conference regular season title and a top seed in the tourney with an 82-79 win over Ohio. Iowa State looks to get things turned around as the Cyclones open up the final week of the regular season tonight at West Virginia. ISU has dropped 3 of their last 4 games.
That's important because, you know, we need momentum going into the Big 12 tournament and also, you know, just going into the, you know, NCAA tournament, whatever that is. But we need momentum going into those games. So it's definitely, you know, important the way we finish. I think we just got to finish off with, you know, 2 wins and, you know, hopefully, you know, get back on track for the Big 12 tournament.
That's sophomore guard Lindell Wigginton, who says the Cyclones would like to build some momentum.
You know, obviously, we didn't have the greatest 2 weeks or, you know, whatever. But I think we just got to keep, you know, building our chemistry and just trying to get it to, you know, the best it can be. And like Coach said, just keep working every day in practice and, you know, just trying to get better.
Senior guard Mariel Shayok says with the postseason ahead, there is a sense of urgency.
There's only limited games left. We can't feel sorry for ourselves. We know how talented we are, but that's just only going to take us so far. But we got to stay together and just come ready to play and come ready to practice and get better.
Iowa State at West Virginia tonight. That's a 6 o'clock tip-off this evening. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey will travel to Madison with his team, but won't coach the Hawkeyes Thursday night against Wisconsin. It's the second of a 2-game suspension for McCaffrey, who will be involved in the pregame prep, but he won't go to the Kohl Center.
You can't go in the locker room. You can't be here. You can't be, so it doesn't really pay to go to the arena. Yeah, the best bet is just let them go and then watch it somewhere else.
McCaffrey will work with his team until they leave for the Kohl Center.
Everything that you would except for being at the game. You know, film session, practice, any meetings, the pregame meal, meeting before the pregame meal, that kind of stuff.
McCaffrey watched Saturday's loss to Rutgers from his office.
Well, what you do is, you're sort of coaching the game anyway, and, like, this is what I would do. And I thought a lot of the things that I was thinking to myself, I thought our staff did.
We'll have that game Thursday night for you. 6 o'clock tip-off. We're on the air at 5 o'clock with the pregame show. In baseball news, Padres outfielder Travis Jankowski will miss the first couple of months of the season. He broke a bone in his right wrist diving to catch a fly ball against Texas yesterday. Padres manager Andy Green said an MRI revealed the fracture, and Jankowski will have surgery this week. He was poised to be the 4th outfielder and a defensive replacement. Royals catcher Salvador Perez will undergo Tommy John surgery to repair a torn ligament in his right elbow, keeping the 6-time All-Star off the field for the entire 2019 season. That decision was made after Perez received a second opinion Tuesday from the Los Angeles Dodgers team physician. Perez hurt the elbow during a workout last week. New York Yankees right-hander Luis Severino has been scratched from his first scheduled spring training start due to a right shoulder discomfort. Severino was slated to face the Atlanta Braves Tuesday but was replaced in the lineup. New York manager Aaron Boone has said that Severino was expected to be the opening day starter against Baltimore on March 28th. Pitcher Clay Buchholz and the Toronto Blue Jays have finalized a $3 million one-year contract. The 34-year-old right-hander is expected to join a starting rotation that includes Marcus Stroman and Aaron Sanchez. A 2-time All-Star, Buchholz is 84-64 with a .478 earned run average in 12 big league seasons for Boston, Philadelphia, and the Diamondbacks. He tossed a no-hitter against Baltimore in his second major league start. Also, Minnesota Twins third baseman Miguel Sano will likely miss the first month of the season following another procedure to repair a severe cut above the heel on his right foot. Sano saw a plastic surgeon to undergo an operation to remove damaged tissue or foreign objects from a wound. Sano suffered the gash in late January during the celebration of his team's Winter League championship in the Dominican Republic. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.